This is Rock and Roll Radio.
From 10 to 11 p.m. every Friday and Saturday on Easy FM. All about rock.
Let's go! This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
来自挪威的二人组合 Kings of Convenience， 虽然在他们成立的25年间只发表了四张录音室专辑，但是他们却用他们温柔的声音征服了整个世界。
Even though I'll never need her, even though she's only given me pain, I'll be on my knees to feed her, spend a day to make her smile again. Even though I'll never need her, even though she's only given me pain, as the world is soft around her, leaving me with nothing to disdain.
在乐队当中，一向安静的 Eric 首次接受我的采访。
My name is Eric from Kings of Convenience. Well, the name has many different meanings, and it has an alliteration, which makes it easy to say. But the most obvious one being the convenience of being a two-man band with two guitars, two acoustic guitars, was so much more convenient than our past when we were a psychedelic rock band.Of five people.
The sun sets on the war, the day breaks and everything is new. The sun sets on the war, the day breaks and everything is new. Everything is new.
是 Kings of Convenience 在2001年推出的首张专辑 Quiet is the New Loud 当中的第一首作品 Winning a Battle, Losing the War。 虽然 Kings of Convenience 的音乐和时下流行的主流音乐文化背道而驰，但是乐队成员 Eric 并不认为他们的音乐就是复古。
Yeah, the funny thing is that I don't consider our project to be retro in any way, because I'm always interested in new music, and I've listened to electronic music my whole life, and I've loved dance music and hip-hop music, and I've never been particularly retrospective in my music taste.But our love for acoustic guitars has to do with the fact that it's a nice texture. It has an aesthetics that appeal to me. And it has a framework which gives us full creative freedom. So we know that with these two guitars, we can do whatever we want. And those limits create this sense of freedom, paradoxically. We have a lot of opportunities within these two guitars. And it's also a love I have of pure, simple acoustic music and of recordings that are just a moment in time. So when you listen to a recording, I love the feeling of being a participant in a room in a certain moment of time. So we don't add track by track. So it's not a conglomerate of different takes, but it's mostly a live take where there's a microphone in the room and we play.
虽然 Kings of Convenience 的音乐风格是属于安静的民谣木吉他声音，但是他们两个人其实对于电子音乐和 Hip Hop 音乐都充满了兴趣，但是在 Kings of Convenience 的音乐当中，他们用两把木吉他创造出了无限可能性和创作自由，尤其是他们在录音室录音的时候，并不是分轨录音，而是一次性录制完成，麦克风捕捉下了最为真实的一刻。
Riding on this know-how, never been here before. Peculiarly interested, possibly that's all. Is history recorded? Does someone have a tape? Surely I'm the pioneer. Constellations stay the same.
听到的是 Kings of Convenience 在2004年出版的第二张专辑当中和来自加拿大的民谣女歌手 Feist 合作的歌曲 Know How.
If you say Simon Garfunkel is your biggest influence?
No, the truth is that we discovered Simon and Garfunkel after we had created Kings of Convenience. everyone was saying us, hey, you guys sound like Simon and Garfunkel. And we were like, what? Okay, we should check out Simon and Garfunkel then. That's the truth. Well, I did actually listen to Paul Simon a bit when I was a child. My mom had some records, Paul Simon records.
Two of you, who is Simon, who is Garfunkel?
That's very hard to say because we both write songs, and Erlen has a higher pitch voice than me. So he sounds more like Garfunkel, and I'm lower in my pitch, so I would sound more like Paul Simon.
下面我们听到的是 Kings of Convenience 在2009年推出的第三张录音室专辑 Declaration of Dependence 当中的歌曲 24-25。 Erland 演唱高音声部，声音低沉的则是 Eric。
She'll be gone soon, you can have me for yourself. She'll be gone soon, you can have me for yourselfBut do give, just give me today, or you will just scare me away.
在挪威有大量的非常优秀的重金属乐队、电子音乐人和爵士音乐家，而 Kings of Convenience 的音乐风格则是一种独特的存在。
Talking about in Norway, people are thinking in Norway they have a metal music, electronic music, jazz music, and your music. Is there any other band like you in Norway?
There was this band, I remember in the 1990s, a girl band in Bergen.That sang three-part harmonies. They were called Ephemera. And I remember at one point we were like inspired by them, saying like, hey, these guys, they sing harmonies. Why don't we try to sing harmonies? But no, there's never been an acoustic duo of two guitars. for some reason, you would think that that's the most standard setup for any band, but for some very strange reason that we haven't figured out, we seem to be the only band only using two guitars.
The first album, Quiet is a New Lord, is the reference to the Sound of Silence?
Not really. It was basically a statement about the ongoing trend in music where you would add so many layers of music in the studio that music had just become overproduced. And we wanted to go back to more simple, pure music and trying to be a little bit tough, saying quiet is the new loud.
It's kind of a slogan of your music, right? And also a ride on the empty street, also it's same kind of expression.
True, yeah. We have a strong idea behind our music. We don't want to follow what everybody else is doing. We want to do things our own way.
与潮流反其道而行之是 Kings of Convenience 的音乐理念。他们始终是流行音乐领域当中特立独行的一支乐队。下面我们听到这一首收录在2001年他们推出的首张专辑 Quiet is the New Loud 当中的 Failure， 是他们在1999年发表的最早的单曲之一。
The guardian as a shield to cover my thighs against the rain. I do not mind about my hair. Your jacket may be waterproof, but knowing the moment you get home, you're gonna get those trousers changed. Failure is always the best way to learn. Retracing your steps till you know. Have no fear, your wounds will heal.
The song Homesick, when you listen to it, it really makes you feeling of the homesick for everyone. How did you make it?
That's a song about the feeling of being somewhere which is not your home, and in that moment when you start to doubt if that place is still your home. It's about losing the sense of home, which I think both me and Erlen, we've had times when we've traveled so much and we feel so connected to other places, that we no longer have a very strong sense of our home.
Happy, but I can't stop listening to the sound of two soft voices, blended in perfection from the reels of this record that I found. Every day there's a boy in the mirror asking me, what are you doing here? Finding all my previous motives, growing increasingly unclear. I've traveled far and I've burned all the bridges, I believe. As soon as I hit land, all the other options held before me would wither in the light of my plan. So I lose some sails and my boss won't be happy, but there's only one thing on my mind. Searching boxes underneath the counter, on a chance that on the tape I'd find a song for someone who needs somewhere to long for.
Song is I don't know what I'm saving you from.
What I can save you from? Okay. Yeah, well, that's actually tell me the first song we wrote together.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
can you tell me the story about that song?
So that song was written in my mom's sofa, mm-hmm. which is a little bit similar to this sofa we're sitting in right now. And Erlend came to my house, and he started playing these chords, and. I said, I want to make a melody for this, which at that moment reminded me very much of this Norwegian TV program, a cooking program. And the music of that program was so catchy. It was a special kind of playful melody. So I made this. I think it's a song originally by Herb Albert. I think it's one of his songs originally, which has a similar kind of melodic playfulness. It's like a very happy and dancing and lilting melody. So we were inspired by that melody, and then the words are not, is one of the very few examples of a story which is a made-up story. Every song we have usually deals with the true situation from either Erlend's life or from my life, but this is actually a story that was made up, which has kind of taken on a life of its own. And I've discovered that sooner or later in life that story will happen. It will come to that point when this thing will happen. But that story has not yet happened. So I'm still waiting for this.
I don't know what I can save you from 是 Erland 和 Eric 首次尝试合作创作的歌曲。有一天 Erland 带着他的吉他来到 Eric 家中，坐在 Eric 母亲的沙发上，和 Eric 一起创作出了这一首让人过耳不忘的歌曲。
I ask you to come over, and within half an hour, you were at my door. I've never really known you, but I realized that the one you were before had changed into somebody for whom I wouldn't mind to put the kettle on.Still, I don't know what I can save you from. I don't know what I can save you
also like the remix version of that song.
Great, because we might play a remix version of that song with our band.
我们现在听到的是 Kings of Convenience 在2001年出版的混音专辑 Versus 当中，由来自挪威的电子组合 Roik Sob 为 I Don't Know What I Can Save You From 制作的 remix。
but I realize that the one you were before. I changed into somebody for whom I wouldn't mind to put the kettle on. Still, I don't know what I can say to you. I don't know what I can say.
这一次中国巡演给 Kings of Convenience 的两位成员留下了深刻的印象。他们巡演的下一站是蒙古的乌兰巴托。
So tell me about this trip in China so far.
It's been very interesting and very overwhelming. China is a very strong place. Has a lot of culture, a lot of impressions. So for an outsider to come here, it's a bit overwhelming in a way.But it's fascinating, and now after about 5 days here, I'm starting to feel relaxed. I'm starting to understand it and feel very welcome here now.
You travel a lot in the world, so where you really want to go you've never been to before?
This tour will take us to Mongolia, and that's a place that we've been talking about for years.We really want to go to Mongolia. And this week we are actually going to go to Ulaanbaatar.
I wish you have a good tour
there. Thank you.
Could you pick up one song from your latest album?
That you are going to play、
yeah.
on your radio? Yeah. I would like the listeners to hear our song Rocky Trail.
Problems
some his solo project.
Do you have some solo?
Yeah, I have a band called Komoda. Yeah, we released one album. It's called Analog Dance Music, the album. So you should check that out. We're now recording a new album.
今天节目最后我们听到的是 Eric 自己独立组建的乐队 Komoda 在2017年出版的专辑 Analog Dance Music 当中的歌曲 Come On Sense。Eric 说他们即将在今年推出新的专辑。
Shadows and night.